USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tropical storm Isaias has become deadly in the U.S., with two people killed from tornado damage in Windsor, North Carolina. Falling trees killed drivers both in Maryland and in New York. The storm spawned tornadoes in several states along the eastern seaboard. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says the tornadoes are still spinning as the storm heads northward.
It's not just the rain threat. It's not just the tropical storm force wind threat, the storm surge threat. It's a large tornado threat. And the tornadoes, we've already seen some damage.
In Beirut, Lebanon, a massive explosion has killed at least 78 people and injured almost 4,000. Witnesses say it came out of nowhere.
The glass shattered all over the car, the cars around us, the buildings, all the glass just went down. It was raining glass all over the city of Beirut.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
President Trump has signed a bipartisan bill to preserve and protect America's national land and other historic landmarks. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
President Trump calls the Great American Outdoors Act a truly landmark piece of legislation.
The Great American Outdoors Act provides $900 million a year in guaranteed funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund so that all Americans can continue to enjoy our parks.
At a Tuesday White House ceremony, the president said for more than 50 years, Congress has struggled to adequately fund land and water conservation. He said it's led to a backlog of maintenance and other critical needs in parks and public lands, which this new bill is going to address. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At the close on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 164 points, the S&P 500 up 11, and the NASDAQ Composite up 38. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Congress is working overtime to try to work out the details on a new relief bill. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are continuing to work on a bipartisan agreement for a new stimulus plan. The popular Paycheck Protection Program, which loans money to small businesses, will stop giving out loans as of this weekend if Congress doesn't pass an extension. New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik, though, does believe an agreement can be reached.
I'm optimistic that we come to a negotiated compromise. The Republicans have put forth a robust plan to fund our school districts to make sure that our kids can safely get back to a learning environment. I know that's important for students in my district. We're also ensuring that the incentive for folks is to get back to work rather than the rubber stamp continuation of the pandemic unemployment insurance until January. So we need to make sure the incentive is to get folks back to work and not to stay out of work.
The Apple Fire grew to 400 acres as evacuations in California remain in effect and a dozen structures were destroyed. Cal Fire said that the blaze has burned 26,850 acres and was around 15% contained. One person was injured in the fire and 12 structures were destroyed. Evacuations remain in effect for the estimated 2,586 homes, affecting more than 7,800 people. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.